All right, we are live right now.
Welcome. No, tell me, continue.
I know, I'm going to get into it. Welcome to another edition of the 11 a.m. I can see, is that supposed to be a suicide joke?
No, I was just saying.
You were pointing at the ceiling fan. And you know that's what I tried to do myself. No, I get it.
Listen, that was years ago. You can't use that. You get like a 6 month, you know, sympathy period. And then after that, it's like, all right.
Okay, whatever. I see your point. Not the ceiling fan. Anyways, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, 11 a.m. live stream edition. Did you watch William Shatner go up on Blue Origin?
Yeah, I had it in the background.
Did it finally come down or like?
I can check really quick. I think, it froze on me.
You're supposed to be my news guy. No.
I'm gonna play it. But now it's just the boring part where like they're just, you know.
Well, what I'm trying to really say happening. Is we were talking about this and you were like, I was like, yeah, William Shatner's going up, and you were like, who? And I was like, come on, man. And then the only thing you could remember was the interracial kiss. And I was like, what if Jeff Bezos, you know, being from Texas, was, and this is allegedly, I'm not saying anything, was a closeted racist. And him growing up as a little kid, his dad and him were watching Star Trek, a show that they loved. His dad was like, God damn it, they're doing an interracial kiss.
Taking all our women and our jobs.
They can't, you know, this is supposed to be the future, you know. Trust me, there's some jokes that I could say, you know, because you growing up in a small town, they were like, hey, how come you don't see that many minorities on Star Trek?
Why?
Because they don't work in the future either. That's why some of these people would say. I'm sorry, that's a bad joke. I never said that, but it's stupid. But I mean, you got to remember Whoopi Goldberg was on Star Trek. You notice that? Yeah, they made her the bartender. Like she was the bartender that Jean-Luc Picard, not even William Shatner would go and talk to.
Have bartenders? I feel like this is a space and it's the future. Like you think it would just be like automated, you know what I mean?
But there was no money either in the future. That was like one of their things. But back to Jeff Bezos, what if he was like, all right, I'm gonna create this multi-million-dollar Amazon thing when we deliver packages, and then that's gonna fund this big penis rocket. Have you ever noticed that his rocket
it
looks like a circumcised penis.
It's like dicks up.
Yeah, exactly. And what if his whole plan was, we're going to build this whole thing and we are going to, you know, the first one I'm going to go up on, we're going to make it all fine, but just to get it back at William Shatner for
was
that first interracial kiss.
Was he
on TV?
Was William Shatner in Austin Powers at all?
He might have been. I'm not absolutely sure.
It's ironic because remember it was one Austin Powers movie where like they were sending a rocket ship.
Oh, yeah. Remember it? And they kept going off. They were like, look, sir, it's God. And then they would switch to like a baseball umpire.
Johnson.
And they'd be like, two balls.
Two balls.
Remember?
Yeah. Johnson, pay attention in class. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just funny. But man, it's like, is Jeff Bezos kind of making himself look a little embarrassing now?
Why? Because he's sending like his friends and stuff up at this point?
Well, no. It's like, Elon is already like past him for world's richest man now.
Right.
And you know what? Like Elon did, send him a bottle of champagne and a silver medal.
I thought he was sending him like a giant like number two sculpture or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But he did send him a silver medal. But I mean that could all like change in a heartbeat. Like
I know, but I thought they didn't care about money. You know what I mean?
Well, now you listen. All these men, they have egos, and look.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, look at Elon. Elon is not. Amy Sinha, who does the voiceover stuff for the Tuttle Daily Podcast, says that they're back down. But let me ask you this though. But I mean, these are two guys that look kind of awkward, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like, would have a hard time getting chicks if they were not, like, rich as hell.
Yeah, Elon looks like he should be, like, in the Matrix or something. Like, an agent in the Matrix.
And think about this. I like, Jeff Bezos, nobody would have ever caught him when it comes to the money list if he wouldn't have had that divorce. That divorce, right. Like, he lost, like, I think, like, I think it was, like, 50, 60, maybe 70 billion dollars. Billion, not million.
What is his ex-wife doing now?
She's nothing. She's doing like all these like fundraisers and stuff like that. Like I don't know. And it's just like, dude, you got all these billions of dollars. Just, you know, break off somebody some pocket change.
Nah, you can't, man. I'm telling you, the more money you have, the less you want to give it out to people.
Yeah, but you do get to a point where you get so rich that you got to give some of it away or the government's going to take it. You see what I'm saying?
Fundraisers give to charity.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like it was. So the last couple of nights have not been a great sports night for Tampa. The Lightning get blown out last night. By the Penguins. Iggy T says she helped build Amazon too. Iggy T probably like bought all types of outfits.
She probably picked out the design for the rocket ship too.
Yeah, I gotta send you Iggy T's Instagram account so you can check her out. Like, man, I can't right now.
Why not?
Like,
I got my phone in my hand.
It's a private account. It's a private account. Like, I don't want her to get like blown up and everything. Vulture sent it to you. But like she is like she, I swear to God, she is the hottest Canadian like listener, and she's a mom too. Like,
DT, where are you at in Canada?
Toronto? No, I think she's more towards the West Coast, like Calgary, maybe.
You could say East Coast, North. I wouldn't know the difference between.
Do you think they had East Coast, West Coast, Canadian beef?
Oh yeah, of course.
Like with rappers, like, do you think they're like some, you know, rappers?
Drake's Canadian. And
Drake, listen, I so wanted to call you guys out. Who was it? Your friend that wanted to play Drake the other day? No, you wanted to listen to. She's from Calgary. I was right.
Okay. Nice.
Now you wanted to listen to Drake, and then he wanted to listen. He started playing Kanye's like religious BS.
Yeah, what was going on?
I don't need to hear Sunday service before like everybody's about to get hammered before the Bucks game and everything. Like, and then Drake, like, come on.
You got to repent before you sin.
Can Drake be considered a rapper when he used to be a part of like the Mickey Mouse Disney Club or whatever?
No, he was on what was that show? Degrassi or something like that? Yeah, he was an actor.
Whatever, man.
Okay, listen, if William Shatner, the actor, can go into space with zero actual experience in space, then Drake could be a rapper, I guess.
But don't act hard, though. Don't act hard. Like, Drake would get, like, if Drake was around during the Biggie Tupac, like, era, NWA, like he would have been holding people's pockets. Drake would have been holding, hell yeah, without a doubt.
All right, fair enough.
No, I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I mean, I'm not saying Drake doesn't put out some decent music, but
great music. Okay, how long do you have to be good for to where you consider like one of the best to do it?
I don't know.
Years, 15, 20?
I think you can be a flash in the pan, like the 27 Club. You've heard of the 27 Club, right?
No, I have not. Well, I think I heard of it, but I have no idea.
Can you Google some of the musicians that are part of the 27 Club? And look at all the great musicians that are part of the 27 Club. So it's not about a long, long, like, discography of just, you know, what you've done, but look at some of the musicians that have been a part of like the 27 Club. Amy Winehouse is definitely one of the 27 Club. It's people that have died at the age of 27 that were great musicians. And it is a long, long list.
What's up with being 27 and being a musician?
I do not know. I don't know if it's just a big coincidence or if it's a part of like the Illuminati, like, you know, you make a deal with the devil, but you only get to live until you're 27. You see what I'm saying?
Kurt Cobain.
I know Winehouse.
Wow. Or maybe it is just a coincidence, you know?
I mean, if you look at, I think Joaquin Phoenix's brother, River Phoenix, he wasn't a musician, but he was an actor, and he was there. But read off some of these people, like if you can, because I have
Alexander Levy. I don't know who that is.
Jim Morrison. You've heard of Jim Morrison. Jimi Hendrix, part of the 27 Club.
Malcolm Hale, Alan Blind Al Wilson, Jimi Hendrix, like you said, Jim Morrison, Linda Jones, Leslie Harvey, Ron Pigpen, McCarran.
Miss YQS checking in.
Wallace Wally Yan. I don't know.
But there is like Amy Winehouse. There are some more in there that you're not getting to.
Amy Winehouse. You said her name like six times already.
Check text messages to Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I think he just sent you a list of all the famous 27. Or I don't know, maybe he's sending you like video or pictures of.
Sending me nudes. No, he's not sending me. I'm just taking. Ooh. All right.
So you're checking out Iggy. Like,
yeah, I'm just researching. Yeah. One second.
No, don't be rude. She's a married
woman.
She's a married woman. She's a married woman, and you are practically a married man.
Practically.
I'm not gonna blow Ciroc in, but like when we're at the bar, I want to bring her on the stream.
She's bro, you guys kill me when you say that. No, hell no.
Maybe
like on a special, I don't know, maybe a special edition or some special episode I will, but she's at work right now.
Okay, yeah. But listen, but what I'm trying to say though is that when we're at the bar, not at the bar, we're at the street taco place, your chick like DM'd you, not DM'd you, but video chats you at the time.
She did?
And you got, yes, and I was trying to talk to her, and like you made it like really, really quick. Like you thought I was gonna say something wrong. You were like,
no,
hey,
it was loud
Tuttle,
in there.
Say hi to Tuttle, and then you turned it back around, and I was just like, hey, you know, I just wanted to say hi to her because like you keep her hidden away from me. Like,
no, I do not. She was out of town when you were here.
Have you ever once asked me, hey, come hang out with me and your chick? And
I've like, never asked a lot of people that question. No.
Okay. All right. But listen, dude, I am very respectful when it comes to
you're on the other side of the state
before.
And how many times have you been here? And I was like, yo, when you come visit Colton or whatever, like hit me up because I'm free. And then like you always text me like Sunday night. Hey, sorry, just got back home. Super busy, super tired. Me and Colton were super busy. Same thing.
If I'm just honest, we were sitting in the garage just smoking blunts.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we were doing.
I can't get an invite or anything. Like, wow, that's messed up. Okay.
But yeah, like, are you afraid? Like, I'm
69 and probably.
like for real. Like, are you really, really like that? Afraid? Like, worried? Like.
No.
Tuttle might come
listen,
in. You know.
Listen, when I'm with the guy. Listen, Tuttle. When I'm with the guys, I'm with the guys. I'm not with the guys. Plus one, you know,
but you answered the live stream and remember, Amy just called us lads.
Remember, I saw this, I think it was Patrice O'Neill, and he had this one joke on a stand up. It was like, you know, you ever just be with your fellas, you know, your boys, you guys hanging out, whether you're in the garage like you were at Tuttle, and one of your buddies just says, you know what would make this way better? If my girl was here. No. Yeah, no guy says
Well, because you're not going to be real. Because let's be honest,
no,
when your chick's
I'm in boyfriend
around,
mode.
But when your chick's around, like you self-edit yourself.
Yeah,
but
hell
like
yeah.
But when you are with just you and the lads, like Amy said, Like the lads, when you're with the lads, like you just go all out. Like you all are trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
By being shocking.
Listen,
or talking.
Every man still needs that, like, you know, that competitive, that bro mode, guy mode, whatever you want to call it, man. If you're always in boyfriend mode, man, it sucks.
But let me ask you though, is that a little like if you break it down to the psychology? So,
am I cheating?
Of it,
am I cheating though?
No. Listen, I'll say this this is just God honest truth. Not once did Ciroc like holler at a chick or like I know that sounds really nerdy when I say holler at a chick.
Yeah, why? Why
it
I
should
gotta
be holla at a chick when I say holler.
Why?
Like I'm talking like we're in the Rocky Mountains or the Appalachian Mountains. Like, hey, come on down to the holler. He wasn't hollowing at any chicks.
No,
at all. But what I'm trying to say is though, break it down a little bit though. Is it a little homoerotic? Though the way that guys need guy time with each other, like it's all about fist bumping, hugging, slapping asses, you know, like like when you're in sports, like why do sports athletes just decide like they gotta slap their asses and stuff?
I don't think they do that. Like,
oh, they do it all the time, like pat on the ass.
I think that's just more of a compliment thing. Not like they have a nice ass compliment, but just like a good shot.
I counted five asses that you slapped at the tailgate party.
No, you did not.
Yes,
no, you did not. I haven't touched these hands. I've only touched the other hand. That no, you did not. No,
I'm not
an ass smacker. I'm not an ass smacker.
I mean, think about it though. Ass smacking is a lot more pandemic friendly than shaking hands.
That is true.
No, I'm being dead serious. Like if you want to, what up, man? Like, you know, you just went, you know, pat him on the ass and be like, you know, that's a way more like pandemic friendly thing.
Would you rather fist bump or ass smack?
I'd rather ass smack.
Yeah, me too. You know, you sneak up on people, bow. You could do it quicker too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're in a group and it's like 20 people. You know, I don't really want to fist bump everybody. Just get behind everybody and just introduction line. Just
bop, like, bop, and we're not bop, talking hard. We're just, even it could be just like
tap.
A little pop, pop, you know, like
tap.
A cup or we could do cup check. We did that in baseball all the time. You know, we go up and just go.
And,
listen,
and when you smack an ass, it's like a double compliment. It's like, wow, nice ass. And then it's like, wow,
yeah, nice
where'd you get those pants
man.
From?
Yeah,
yeah
glutes,
you know,
man,
where'd you
yeah.
get those pants?
Oh, speaking of pants, man. So this weekend we have my dad's memorial celebration party. And I told everybody casual, 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 casual. And Vulture, my producer, ends
wait,
up
wait,
showing
when you
say, up.
Is this so what you're wearing is casual, right?
I mean, I wore shorts and like a shirt like this, okay? Like something very, very light. Like Florida casual. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right,
like
right.
Khakis. And like a light colored, like collared shirt or whatever.
Right.
I said collared, not colored shirt.
Collard greens.
Okay.
You got any collard green shirts in here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but like Vulture shows up and he's got his hair. You could tell like.
Tuxedo?
No, not tuxedo. Like it's like ready for Marine style. Like it's high and tight.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He probably had on his what's the name of it? I mean, you could say uniform, but it's.
He didn't have his blues on. He didn't have his dress blues on. So, but he shows up high and tight, got the fade going on, but he's got a little bit of length on the top. You know what I'm talking about, right? But
with the hair?
Yeah, with the hair on the top.
Okay.
So, but you can tell that he is Pitt product in it because that stuff is flat. Like, it's not moving. Like, it's like plaster. Like, out of everybody's hair, there's wind blowing around. Everybody's hair is getting messed up. His hair, not one single piece of hair was out of place. Okay. Then he's wearing the dark Secret Service shades. Okay. He's wearing a nice collar shirt. He didn't go like, you know, with
look at your
suit.
Like awareness. Is this how you like when everybody goes, you just kind of just get like a mental picture of their attire.
buddy, listen, I observed the whole time. Like, I think the show we did yesterday showed you how I observe of what's going around on my surroundings so I can talk about it, okay?
Very true.
So he's wearing a dark collared shirt, no name brands, no logos, no nothing on it, but you could tell that it was a nice shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
Then he's got the belt. He's got the great tan belt. Like, you could tell that it's a pretty good belt. And then shut up, Vulture. And then he had on like khakis.
And he had this
okay?
look in his eyes.
And then he had the shoes. He had the tan shoes on, but you could tell that they were like freshly.
What type
like,
of underwear
polished.
You have on?
I don't know, but like,
are you sure? Because you know everything else.
oh, and this is the other thing. Like, his shirt kind of got out of free biz. Yeah, he was free ball.
Right.
But I got on his ass. I was like, hey, Marine, your shirt's untucked in the back. And then he was like, yeah, we used to wear these things that would like keep our shirt tucked down. And I was like, you guys almost wore like garter belts on their legs. Like, they kept their pants up, shirt down, socks pulled up, you know. What? But like, the only thing that was missing from Vulture's outfit was an earpiece, you know, just like a little, you know, like one of those earpieces.
You can go ahead and move the
acid. Yeah.
There's about 20 people here. Damn, see that girl with the fat ass? I'm kidding.
Yeah, dude, you know the snipers are up there on top of the buildings when the Secret
yeah,
Service
the
are
fish
around.
Camp.
Yeah, they're like, check out the dock on the left side of the pavilion, three tables down, right next to the barbecue grill. I mean, look at the dock on her.
You got a scope. You got to use it, you know?
Yeah, so.
It's just like when you find binoculars, you're always like looking at, never mind. I don't want to get into that one.
So let me ask you. So, your chick was out of town, okay?
Right.
How many days?
Like six, I think.
Okay. Let me ask
Wednesday
you.
Tuesday?
So do you...
20 times.
Do you take care of yourself while she's gone?
20 times. I already knew the question was coming. 20 times.
Wait, you do? Like, do you try to hit every room in the...
No, on the island? No, I like to stay in like the same like one or two spots. You know what I mean? It's a comfort thing.
Yeah. Do you ever like cover up? Because I know you're an Apple guy. Like, do you cover up the camera? Like, if you're looking at porn on the computer,
no, people
do you
do
cover
that?
Up the front for a camera? Yeah, because
no.
Some people are always worried. Like, they're gonna get caught masturbating in front
by
of
who? By the Secret
just some hacker or something.
Department of Defense is. It's worried about what you do in your spare time.
See, because I don't think like you would really be that worried about it. But like, so let me ask you, like, all right, so when she comes back, like, uh-huh. As soon as she walks through the door, is it just like you're ravages animal? Like, you're just like, rrr.
No, I mean.
Like, be honest. Come on. Like,
It's not like that. It's not like
she initiate it or do you initiate it? Like, is she just tired and is she just like, oh, I want to go to bed?
Well,
I'm
it depends on
what, jet lag.
It depends on the time. It depends on the time. If you know, she came back in the morning, so she had to work, so really couldn't do anything. I mean, it's mutual. I would say.
Wait. So you're saying chicks don't want to bang before work?
No, they do. It was just kind of like a time crunch. So, you know, might as
well.
Wait,
you've never knocked one out like real quick. Like,
yeah, of course.
Or are you the type of guy that's like, I'm the ladies' man? Like, yeah, you're that Saturday night, like,
I used to think like that, but that takes too long, man. I just
I gotta take my time. I gotta foreplay. I gotta eat at the Y.
Listen, I gotta. The busier you get, the less time you want to take. The busier you get, the less time you want
to
take. So,
oh, by the way, happy birthday to the Navy today. I always know the Marine Corps birthday. But,
what's the 13th? October 13th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so wait. So is this, just not to go off topic, so Marines is 11, 10?
1775. So they were actually before the we were a country.
Oh, wow. What about the Space Force? Is that real still or no?
No, Space Force is not even like they're just an infant. Like,
I mean, are they real? Are they a real thing now?
Yeah, they are a real thing. Have you seen the uniforms? They swear to God they ripped off Battlestar Galactica uniforms.
What do they look like? I've never seen Battlestar.
Can you Google Space Force uniforms?
Space Force uniforms, yep.
They look, I swear to God, they are straight out of like Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica. Like, it's really, really bad. Because they do like a V crossover.
It's got like a ship. It looks like a ship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What would you like to eat up here?
Yeah, Space Force. But I mean, we've had Space Force for quite a while. I mean, who knows? But so let's get back to this. So like, all right. So not the first day. So she's been home for 2 days now?
No, she got home yesterday morning.
Okay. So did you yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, as soon as she got home. Wait, why are you asking for this? I hope she's not listening.
No, I'm not asking for details. I'm just asking, I don't know. Like, all right. So let me ask you this. So.
Okay.
Is, in your opinion, is it sexier and gets you more turned on? God, that sounds weird when I'm asking you that. We'll get you more turned on, sir. Yeah.
Especially with your hair like that too.
But like when the chick initiates sex over like you initiating.
Is that hotter than
doing it? Like,
of course.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. I was about to say, like when the lady is the one that is like, okay.
I think everyone likes to get, pampered every now and then.
I'm not even talking pampered. Like she just walks right in and just, starts cuddling up to you and then she just reaches down and is like, you know what time it is.
Well, she doesn't say those words, but I mean, yeah, sure. I'm sure you got imagination. You can probably, guess how things go down.
Like, what's the most over the top thing you've done, your chick? Like,
what do you mean over?
No, like Valentine's Day, like a spa or day anniversary, type of thing? Or like, roses in the bathtub or candles.
Yeah, I do all that stuff. I'm more of a birthday guy. We go places. We travel.
You guys do go on a lot of trips.
Yeah, we do. But that's how. I don't like the small stuff. Like, I mean, like I get her like little gifts here and there. Don't get me wrong, but like I'm more of like planning a weekend type of deal versus just.
You guys went down to Key West for like a while there.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, last year for a birthday. Before that, we went to. We did the whole like Disney thing. We went to
and I love how you plan all these trips on when you are like going through your sober period, you're in the best looking shape of your life. Like you go to these tropical places. Like seriously,
no, yeah. I mean, well, usually it's like we plan a lot of this in the fall. So no, I'm usually drinking in the fall, like right now, like this past weekend. But if you're going on trips and taking pictures, you like to look good.
What's the next big trip you're going on?
Probably to London.
And it's your first.
No, but we're going for a wedding. We're going for a wedding. But that's not till like next year sometime.
Okay. Wait, she knows somebody in London?
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. My buddy's getting married there, but I have family also in Germany as well. So
we'll do
a year old trip.
Have you had a chance to watch the TV show Ted Lasso yet? I know I've talked to you about it.
I don't have Apple Apple TV.
Whatever, dude. Well, I know that you're not working right now, so like
I still get it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't have it.
Just sign up for the 7-day trial and you could knock out two seasons.
Listen, I'll do it right now then.
Okay.
I'll let you watch me do it.
I'm telling you that it will be one of your new favorite TV shows. Like just some of like it's a comedy, but it has like real life situations in it, and it just makes you feel happy every time you get done watching.
What do you mean
it
makes you feel happy? Why does it? I mean, what's
just because
real life situations suck.
But exactly. But Ted Lasso always has a way to like he has this thing. Okay, I've talked about this with you. Be a goldfish.
That's what he says. Be a goldfish.
Yeah, you want to, like, people, like, because...
Goldfish are terrible. They're used as pets. They get flushed on a toilet, whether they're alive or dead. They have a very small world they can actually live in.
No, exactly. I would not want to be a goldfish. Yeah, you just proved this point. Like an athlete that keeps messing up or something, you know what he tells him? What's the happiest animal in the world, Sam? And he goes, I don't know, coach. He's like, a goldfish. A goldfish? Why? Because a goldfish only has a 10-second memory.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
I mean, well...
So what I'm saying though is that if you keep messing up on the pitch or you know you're missing shots, you know those type of athletes that screw up, that they just they're gunslingers like quarterbacks, like Jameis. Okay,
yeah, Jameis is the biggest. Okay, so if you could be any animal in the world, you'd be a goldfish.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool if something really really bad happened to you and 10 seconds later it'd be like, hey, what? Where am I? Huh?
Yeah, but like, wouldn't it be really cool? Wouldn't it suck if something good happened to you and then you just forgot 10 seconds later?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, oh, hey, so I want to ask you, I have an interview coming up with somebody from 3-6 Mafia.
Wait, are we talking about which 3-6 Mafia are you talking about?
I'm talking about the rap group. Is it 316? 316 or 3-6 Mafia? What is it? Because I'm interviewing some guy called Scanman.
Scanman?
That was 3-6 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia.
Right.
And
from Houston, aren't
look
they?
Up, yeah, well, yeah, but like he was just on trial for killing somebody. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, and he's got not Sandman. Scanman? Scan. Scanman. Would you, is there any way, like, you might be able to sit in on this interview with
Yeah,
me?
I'll sit in with Scan Man.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up, and you do some...
I don't know anything about Scan Man.
All right, anchors away, we gotta go. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Scan Man Auto Diagnostic.